Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time for the vibe check this morning on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and yes, we're just
chilling. I don't know, guys.
It's kind of a painful one this morning.
It's
sorry
too
about
much.
That. Yeah, sorry about that. All right, if you guys got a send us your good vibes, please do it now. We'd love to hear from you. It's going to be hot today, 95. The sun is going to be out tomorrow, too. So it's a good start to the week. Looking forward to that. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
Yeah, where are they? Where are our friends? Please come through if you must. 585-252-9800. Our girl Rebecca is here. She says, good morning. And happy Monday. Nice long weekend, which was amazing. Happy to be back on our routine, though. Good morning and happy Monday from Nico and Steven.
Hey.
Vibes are up since we got a new AC yesterday. Love you both so much. Have a wonderful day.
Us.
Guys, you need that.
Spending that hard-earned cash.
You need that.
On luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Got to keep cool. Good for you guys.
This person says, just finished up my 5:30 workout. At BBC, feeling great and absolutely tired as well. Ugh.
What's BBC?
Getting after it is just
what is
so
that?
Important.
What is BBC?
Boot camp.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yep.
What is it? 45-minute class?
Mm-hmm. But gotta pump that iron. You gotta do it. So important.
Yeah, it is.
And then Lindsay's here. She says, vibes are high today because I am going to be in my pool all day because I have today off.
I know it was weird yesterday being on the golf course and just hearing how many people were complaining about the weather. I was like, guys, isn't this actually what we've been waiting for?
Yes, I know.
I feel like it's what we've been waiting
it's
for.
Just never really satisfied.
It's like, if it's, no, we're not, it's too hot, it's just too cold. We're just not,
but like,
not the perfect temperature.
Yeah, I mean, listen, a sweet spot for me is anywhere from high 70s to low 80s. Like, love that moment. I mean, 95 plus feels like 102. I just, not for me.
What do you
not
think?
For me.
What do most people keep their thermostat at? Because my brother was like floored when he saw my thermostat set at 72, 73.
72, 73? Mine's at 61.
There's what? No way.
No, it is.
Come on.
I literally go outside and my glasses are fogging.
What?
The temperature change. Yeah.
61? What the hell?
All day, every day. A cool 61. Always.
That's freezing.
Don't care. It's got to travel.
And you sleep with the fan on. That's why you're always sick.
No, I mean, listen. It's so hot.
But here's the thing, though, Breeze. I tried to explain to my brother. I was like, listen to me. There's a reason yours is probably set at 67, 68. I mean, you got 5 people in the house.
You're just blowing hot air at that point.
Right. It's just me. So, like, 72, sometimes I'm a little chilly. Is that weird?
Oh, no. Yeah. Even when I lived alone, it was 51.
51, right.
I don't even think it goes down that low. But it was definitely 60. A cool 60 at all times.
I couldn't. No, there's no way.
Icicles hanging from my nostrils. It's just, yeah.
I was just wondering what people usually keep their thermostat at, because he was like floored when he saw it at 73. I'm like, it's comfortable.
Record high today, watching our friends on News 10 NBC. Hasn't been this temperature since 1988.
Yeah, it's going to be a scorcher.
The heat front is moving through. Vibes are high for me today, just because we had a nice little break. I went to Cooperstown over the weekend. That was fun. Stayed on a farm. Also fun.
Wow.
Ran the Superhero 5K yesterday.
How'd you make out?
I crushed.
Oh, you crushed
I crushed, which goes without saying, but yeah, I crushed.
Okay, good for you.
And yeah, it was a good weekend. I'm excited for the 4th of July, though, which will be next Friday.
That's right. Hope you guys had an awesome weekend, too. Vibes are up. It's the start of a new week. It's going to be really nice today and tomorrow, even though it's going to be hot. And really messed up my back yesterday. But we'll talk about that coming up.
Great golf guy. Huge golf guy.
It is set to be a really hot week with the temps kicking things off today. Like I said, 95. But with that being said, schools in the area are either canceled or classes are getting let out early. We'll give you a list of some of those schools with the delays coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98
PXY. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. It's set to be a really hot week, and with the temps kicking things off today with a high of 95, and the heat index reaching 100, the forecast is pretty, it's going to be a perfect time to jump into a pool today, we'll say that.
Period.
Schools in the area are either canceling classes or letting students out early, and for a lot of kids, it's their last week. Rochester City School District is implementing early dismissal for pre-K through 8th grade today and tomorrow, and the school says students will get lunch before dismissal, and all after-school activities are definitely canceled. Graduation and moving up ceremonies will go on as planned, but the district says it's taking steps to cool the schools as much as possible with overnight ventilation and fans throughout the day. Which is crazy we're talking about all of this because
blowing
I think...
blowing hot air around.
Didn't it snow in April? We had a blizzard like 60 days ago. Just to name a few schools, the Pittsburgh Central School District will cancel classes and dismiss early today due to the heat, along with tomorrow. Early dismissal will begin at 12:30. Webster will close its schools early today and tomorrow, since not all schools have air conditioning, which is wild. They're just sitting there fanning themselves off with their notebooks. Rush Henrietta will be closed today and tomorrow for kindergarten through 7th grade. But for a full list of school closings and delays, you can check out WHEC.com right now, and everything is up there for you, so you know where you're at with that. And by the way, congratulations to all the students that will be graduating this week.
Crush it.
You guys are crushing it. Off to the next chapter. What's one thing you pretend to be good at, and instantly you get exposed for it? Bonus points if it involves a helmet or public humiliation. And I'll share with you how me telling everyone how great I was at this one thing yesterday totally backfired on me. I'm still thinking about it. It's coming up next on the show.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I'm trying to impress people with things you're not even good at. That can quickly backfire. You can't do it.
You can't fake something when rubber meets the road like that. And you're
trying.
And you're ready to show off said skills.
Right. Trying to impress people with things you're not even good at. That was me yesterday. Because it turns out, as athletic as I might come off, especially.
Please, no one was thinking that.
Especially with my athletic build. If there's one thing I'm really not that great at, it's golf. And I'm sure I speak for a lot of people. It's a hard sport, especially to stay consistent. I got invited to a charity golf tournament yesterday. Pretty chill, right? They asked me, hey, Moose, you decent at golf? And of course, I was like, yeah, absolutely. Let's tear it up.
He goes, define decent.
Then I remembered something very important. I don't even own clubs. Like, for the record.
There it is.
Yeah, I'm like, am I decent? I don't know. So my brother gave me his clubs last minute. They've been sitting in his shed for a few years, so I had to take the cobwebs off.
Yeah.
Right?
Dusting the spider's nest off of it.
I get to the event yesterday. My team and I were all dressed to the nines, so we looked the part. We all had matching duck shirts and duck bucket hats.
What was the duck theme?
That's,
did someone drive a Jeep there? What's happening?
We had tons of rubber duckies we were handing out. It was really, at the end of the day, it was kind of a drunk fest because all the other teams were coming in uniform. You had people that are dressed as astronauts. You had people are just matching their team. So I was like, listen, just tell me where you guys need me to be, what you need me to wear.
Right.
So I show up. So everyone starts drinking at 11 a.m., but the guys I'm playing with are here to win it. I'm like, oh wow, you guys are taking this seriously.
They're
okay.
Really going for it.
Okay, got it. So we get to the first hole, and they go, okay, here's the lineup. Moose is first, followed by Nick, John. I goes, oh, hold on a second.
Whoa. I pump the brakes.
I would feel more comfortable if I was last. And like, no, that's the lineup. This is how I'm like, oh, man, all right.
You just shanked it.
I take my driver out, and
I
swing this golf ball like I'm mad at it.
Club.
And I just hear something in my lower back go, just, and I don't know what happened. But
first swing of the day?
Now I'm in pain. First swing of the day. And I remember thinking, I crushed that ball, though. I go, wow, did you guys see where the ball went? My buddy Connor says, yeah, look down. I hit it 5 feet from the tee. I was like, oh, this is so bad. So for the entire 18 holes, which took all day, I'm in excruciating pain, and I couldn't say anything to anyone.
You broke your back, and you weren't hitting the ball at all.
No.
It's a double negative.
But now I'm invested, and I don't want to let my team down. So I continue to golf with this excruciating pain in my lower back, and my teammates are crushing it, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is just to hit the ball straight, which I have a hard time doing anyways, even if my back wasn't hurting. It was a nightmare. And yes, next time somebody asks me if I'm decent at something, the next words out of my mouth are define decent.
Yeah.
It was
or
really
you should just start with no and manage expectations. Because like if you say, nah, not really, someone can come back at you and say, come on, you gotta be that's a lie.
You gotta be decent. I can't believe I almost forgot that I needed clubs for this.
You show up with nothing. They're like, wait, what?
It's
how
like
embarrassing.
It really was embarrassing. And
so how is the back now?
Oh, this morning.
Oh, is
it was
that why you're in a back brace?
Yeah, this morning was pretty bad. I'm like, oh man, this is 41, huh? Does anyone ever 585-252-9800? How many of you have been tried?
Was it an ego thing or were you like in a peer pressure situation?
What?
Was it like an ego thing? Like you didn't want to like
well, I wanted to be a part of this event.
Right.
But I knew deep down, I'm like, all right, I think I can golf like these guys. No, these guys were pretty, they're pretty good.
Didn't you just ask my dad to go golfing? Oh, no, that was my girlfriend.
No.
But he's on a league, so I don't think that would work out.
But if any of you have ever tried to impress people with things that you're not even good at, I'd love to hear what some of those examples are. Bracey, you know, I know you got a handful.
My problem is that I think I hype myself up too much. I'm like, yeah, I'm like literally the best. And then when I get in the situation, I'm like, maybe I'm not the best. And I have that shocking realization as I'm doing said thing. Like, I don't know. It used to, I mean, I'm better now because I like mastered the art. But like it used to be hair. Like I used to be like, I'm so good at hair. Like I went to cosmetology school. Like
now you are.
I'm so good at it. And like, I could barely put a curl in. And everyone expected me to be good at it because I did go to cosmetology school. And I was like, okay. Why do I look like I just got electrocuted?
Here's a good one from Ross. I lied on my dating profile. Said I was 5'10", showed up on the first date. She found out I was 5'7". Yeah, that.
So that's just standard.
Told my girlfriend I could salsa dance because I didn't want to seem lame. Fast forward to me stepping on her foot 3 to 4 times in 60 seconds. Oh, yeah. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Katie's here.
It blows up in your face.
Literally. Katie's here. She said, I lied about being super good with babies and kids. And when I got to my boyfriend's niece's recital, she cried and ran away from me. Turns out I'm not good with kids. And I knew that deep down, but I wanted to seem nurturing and like a cool girl. Yeah. That's that'll do it.
Jay says, told my boss I was comfortable with Excel. Ended up spending 2 hours Googling, how do you use Excel? You got to fake it till you make it, guys.
That's the line, right? That's the delicate balance of like pretending and manifesting and being delusional into hopefully somehow figuring it out and then just being straight up horrible at something. This
right,
person says, I pretend I'm good at something every day when I go to work. Turns out I'm not.
Yeah, that's what it's about. But if anybody has any Vicodin this morning I could take, I would really appreciate it.
Not us doing drugs live on air.
It wouldn't be the first.
98PXY.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.